Welcome back to your number one station for Talk 90.39 Jury Info FM. Good afternoon to you once again. It is time for us to talk. I did tell you what we're going to talk about from now up until 1 o'clock. However, I left out the part where I get to tell you what we talk from 1 o'clock up until 3 o'clock. So the 1 o'clock hour, we'll talk about something centered around written wills. Remember the famous Pelé? He had a secret daughter named in his will. The funny thing is, this particular daughter, he had denied her when he was still alive, up until she died. Now, the question I'm asking in that hour is, will you accept what is assigned to you in the will of someone who never acknowledged you when they were alive? Now, we will come back at the 2 o'clock hour for the TGIF, you know, session, where we get to let down our hair and have as much fun as possible. And that will be all on the sunny side today. Sounds like a good plan, right? Yeah, it does. It does. So without further ado, let's talk employee loyalty. We are live on Twitter, by the way, at Nigeria Info PH on Twitter, Facebook page Nigeria Info 90.3 PH. Imagine a company has to be closed for a period of time. How many employees do you think would return to the company when the company reopens? Maybe company is a big word. A business had to close for a while. How many of those employees would wait, as opposed to going to seek appointments in other organizations, if the other organization is even a competition to the previous one? So yesterday, on my way to work, I noticed a filling station around my area. It's been closed for a while, and the reason is not far-fetched. It's due to fuel scarcity. So they hadn't had petroleum products for a very long period of time. It's been more than a month. In fact, they've been closed since last year. I found out they had opened, and I saw cars driving into the station to purchase fuel. I asked myself a simple question. How many of their previous employees returned and continued working with them now that they are open? I mean, from December last year to now is a long time. A long time for any of the employees or all of the employees to seek jobs elsewhere. Yeah, it's a very, very long time. Who knows what the company said to them? Say, please, for now, stop coming to work and stop expecting salaries too. We do not have petroleum products. There's no need to keep the station open. So for that reason, everybody go home. When we, you know, are able to get hold of petroleum products, we will reach out to you to return to work. Maybe that was what the management said. But I ask again, how many of these staff members, how many of these employees did return? It may not be a petrol station or a filling station or a gas station. It may be a very reputable organization. I once saw a movie, a media firm, not Nigeria Info kind of media firm. You know, media is quite broad. A media firm in charge of things like adverts and PR had to be closed for a while because the boss got entangled in a problem relating to a financial crime. So she had fired one of her staff member who, out of anger, decided to show her shege or show her pepe or Shoha Shombo or Tatashi. And this person was actually the one in charge of their website and all of their online and internet, you know, department. So he had passwords. Now, one thing she forgot to do when he was fired was change these passwords and lock his access to these sensitive parts of a company. So he had done a fraudulent transaction using her company's name to the tune of millions of naira. Now, she was invited for questioning by the EFCC. And then after all said and done, they held on to our properties, our assets and everything. And they said they're going to continue to hold on to these assets up until when investigations are over. And if she's actually innocent, she will get them back. So our house, her cars, everything, her company closed. What happened to the employees? They had to return home. Long story short, yeah, they were able to catch this criminal and she got her company back. How many persons returned when the company reopened? Some members had actually gone to work for her competition. Now, one of the reasons why I think they did was because she was not really a nice boss. She pays well, trust me. She pays well. And that was why some employees had stayed with her for that long. She pays really well. But her attitude or her character or how she treats them or how she behaves is what they would rather not live with. But then she pays well. So they stayed. Now, when the company went under, they left, went to work for a competition who probably did not pay as much as she did. Only a few had returned when the company reopened. Building and keeping an effective workforce can help companies develop. That's what the experts will say, right? Grow and perform efficiently in their industry. Employees who trust the company are more likely to pursue opportunities that can help them advance in the company. Now, having a loyal employee can also help companies increase their productivity, enhance their company image, and maintain revenue. Employee loyalty is when an employee remains with a company for a lengthy period because they feel valued, appreciated, and believed in the company's overall vision or mission. Employees who are loyal to a company are likely more invested in the company's success and work towards meeting organizational goals. Now, I'm beginning to sound like a business expert, but I'm not. For this show, I am only but a broadcast journalist. I have asked myself this several times. For some reason, should Nigeria Info just take a break? Will I still be where I am waiting for them to reopen so I can return to work? Now, I have seen people work with companies for 10 years, 20 years, 30, even 40 years. You know, every year when they give out awards, you're seeing them awarding people longest standing staff member. This is the most loyal staff member. And you begin to wonder, what is it about this company that made this employee stay this long? Recession came, recession left. Inflation came, financial issues came, they were there. COVID-19 happened, they remained there. Inability to pay staff members for a period of 1 year, they stayed put. Oh, the company is not generating revenue anymore, they were there. Oh, we don't think we can. Okay, we want to cut down salaries. They were there. Oh, we want to do this one and that one and that. They were there. People talked bad about the company. Bad PR. Things were going on in the media about the company. And when they say, you work for this company. Oh my God. Oh my God. You people are terrible. They remained there. What are those things that guarantees employee loyalty? Now, if you have been an employee for a period of time, I am asking you this question directly. How long have you been with your current employer? And why have you stayed that long? You have to be completely honest with me. If it's the salary, tell me prompt and plain. Denise, these people pay well. I don't think I can find any other company that is to pay as well as those people. Hence, I have been with them for this period of time. Oh, I've been there because, these people treat me like family. Do tell us. Oh, I've been in this company because this. Oh, I've been in this company for just 2 months and I want to leave. Please feel free to tell us. 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. Once again, 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. 070-0923-0923 is the number to call and to send a message. Send to 0809-030-6416. Remember, we're live on Twitter. Twitter handle is at NigeriaInfoPH. And of course, we are live on Facebook as well. Facebook page, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Remember to turn down the volume of your radio set as you call and also be audible so that we can hear you. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Good afternoon. I'm calling you from PH. My name is Chibu.
Welcome. Go on.
Okay. I'm talking about employees' loyalty and all that. Yeah, it happens. If you wonder why some person stays in some organization for more than 5 years, 10 years, I would say they've gotten their satisfaction because apart from the salary and remuneration and all that, satisfaction is key wherever you're working. So it happens.
So are you currently an employee?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I've worked in my organization for like 10 years.
10 years. Okay, so yes. Why have you stayed that long with your organization?
I can't say salary, so to say, but I can say I just have this peace of mind. Yeah, that's it.
I have peace of mind.
Yes.
Okay.
With the organization.
Okay. So she has been with her company for 10 years and it's solely because of peace of mind. Peace of mind. She does the way that song sounds. Denise, you need to upgrade your song or whatever. Anyway, peace of mind. So if I come to you and I'm offering you peace of mind and I say leave your company that you have been with for 10 years, would you leave? Think about it. Niger Info, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Denise.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. My name is Ms. B.
Ms. B, welcome.
Before I became employee of labor, I worked with my former organization for 8 years. Now, the reason I didn't leave was I was like, in fact, the CEO then took me as in fact, I was like a family to them. And because of that, I had to put my all in the business. My boss noticed that when I joined, the organization, there was a whole lot. In fact, the improvement was something else. So he practically leave everything under my care. Just the fact my qualification was low.
Okay.
My qualification was low. I was heading people that had higher qualification more than me. But because I took my all, and I knew that, okay, this person took me as one of his family members. Mm. But I wasn't related to him in any way, though. Mm. But because I gave my all, and I had that, if I had that peace in that place of work, even when I was leaving, my boss offered me higher pay to stay back. Mm. I said no, I needed to go and open my own, to establish myself, to make my, even till today we still had contact. Till today. My boss almost asked me to come and help him and sort one or two things out. So most times why some persons don't want to leave is the relationship they have with the person. Or most times not even the salary. Most of the salary may not be enough for the relationship.
The relationship.
So everything was just perfect, and that's why they are still there. There are places you will walk. You won't even shake your body. Any step you take, they will start shouting, they will start querying you. There's a way you will dress in your office, they will tell you, this color is not acceptable, you have to go back. You will make a particular hair and come to work, they will tell you, no, you have to go back. This hair is not acceptable.
Okay.
There are so many rules in that office that will keep you so uncomfortable. So most times, the flexibility of the organization makes it more comfortable for workers to stay back.
Okay, flexibility and relationship is what you have mentioned. Now, my darling, can you hear me? Ms. B, right? Mrs. B or Ms. B?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, imagine you didn't have a one-on-one relationship with your previous boss. Some organizations, like mine, for instance, I have only seen the owner of my company once, live and direct. Okay? I know his name. Mm-hmm. I have seen his pictures. But I have never had, even when I saw him in person, I did not have close contact with him. I'm not sure he knows my name, but I know his name. And I know he is my boss. Okay? There are some organizations that are structured that way, when you do not even have a connect, you don't have a link or a relationship. You just know, oh, this person owns my company. What you would have are people in the same department as you are, and there is probably a head of department. How do you now maintain relationship, as it were? Because sometimes, by the time you look at the tree or the hierarchy, you are far, 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 far down the hierarchy to even be keeping relationships with the people that matter in your organization. So how does that help relationship?
Now the key to relationship at place of work, at home, is communication.
Okay.
Yes, you know, most of us that are head of department, we lack communication so much. I will give room for gossip. That alone will not make us to be flexible with this other person. We always want to take sides. We'll take sides for Mr. B and not take sides of Mr. C. As a leader in a department, when you don't give such room, even when someone brings a case to your table and say, Mr. A say this, Mr. B say this, you call the two of them together. Say what you said in my front. You see that you've terminated that atmosphere of gossip. And all of you in that department will be at the age of you who have communication. Even when you see that you want to blackmail your fellow worker, you will see that, okay, this my Oga don't like gossip. He doesn't like it. You see that any atmosphere of gossip will be terminated in that department. So in any organization, the key to it
is communication.
When you don't communicate, you see that department will start fading up, and there will be so many crises on that department, making the leader to fail on his own path.
Okay.
So communication is the key of it.
All right, thank you, Mrs. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Southside. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not having that problem, Koro. I work with Patrick in road transport for over 15 years. And then the particular man they assigned me to, they are chairman. The man takes me like his son, taking care of me like his brother. So with that, even when I'm a supervisor in the Bukong LGA, I'm still working with this particular man. That's why he's giving me all the money for the peace of mind. The rest of mind I have there, my sister, I cannot tell. Most people are good. Most when you're working with them, even though the money is plenty, the salary is too much. You never have a peace of mind. You can't enjoy the money. But where you have a peace of mind, even a small little salary, nicer, you appreciate that person. So people should learn to take care of people that are working with them so that Nigeria will move forward. Thank you very much. God bless.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm a student and I work part-time with this company. I got the job since COVID. And I haven't left because I don't have anywhere else to go. Someone is finally saying the truth. They pay terrible and the working conditions are hellish, but I'm still there. I can work from my house and I can combine it with my schooling without it being a distraction to me. So, at least I can leave after I graduate and if I get a better scene with my degree. So the reason this person hasn't left is because he can combine his schooling and the job. But it's about working conditions, terrible. If it's about the pay, it's terrible. And he also mentioned that he has nowhere else to go. Have we been stuck at bad places of work solely because we have nowhere else to go? So it's not like we're loyal. We are not loyal, though. If we see other opportunities, we will twama, we will mangi, we will fly, we will grab it with both hands. I have a friend who has been with a particular company for years. Started off as an accountant. Before you knew it, she was assigned to the store. Before you knew it, she was both accountant, admin, and store. Now, at this point, as at this moment of speaking, she's unhappy with her job. She used to love that job. In short, she used to look forward to going to work. And yeah, based on the kind of person her boss was at the time, you know, they had a good relationship. She would even refer to her boss as daddy. You know, he would step in somehow to help financially, even in her personal life. No relationship. They were not having any sing with each other. Not at all. She has a daughter. He will care. You know, once she mentions the daughter's name, the man will say, okay, let me see what I can do. You know, he was that supportive. So away from her basic salary, he was also rendering assistance. She could go to him and say, daddy, I'm hungry. And he would give her money to go and buy food. She could serve him food. And afterwards, when he's done eating, she'll take away what was left and she would eat. Or she would dip hand into his food and they would eat together. For months, she hasn't been paid. I had seen opportunities, you know, openings for her profession, and I had asked her to apply. To be honest, seated here, I'm not sure she had made an attempt to apply in those places. And I feel that as much as this man owes her, or for how long he has owed her, she's unable to detach, because once upon a time, this man, you know, was there for her. Once upon a time, this man paid salaries in time. Once upon a time, this man was the best boss ever. Maybe she believes that, you know, things will get back to how they used to be or a lot better. I wouldn't know. But have you been stuck, loyal to a particular company for a reason like this? So much so that you cannot even pay your transport fare to go to work because you haven't been paid for months, but you will still find a way to borrow to get to work. That much loyalty. Even though you're not happy with the fact that you're unpaid, you still show up at work. That much loyalty. And I ask again, what are those things that can or would guarantee employee loyalty? And how long have you been with your current employer? And why have you stayed that long? 070-0923-0923. And then WhatsApp number 0809-030-6416. Someone says, while money is important, some people will stay with who treats them well. I have reason to know of a clinic in Abuja whose CEO was so good that when he was ousted by greedy BOD, many staff members resigned. The CEO's wife saw things were getting diabolical. Juju was flying about, so she begged her husband to leave for the sake of their lives and had him flown out to recover from the trauma. The clinic structure is still standing, but the place has gone down. If for any reason that former CEO were to return, many of the former staff members will come back, even if their salary isn't worth millions. A message on Facebook from, from Sample Bright says, feeling valued. Employees are often more loyal to companies that consistently acknowledge their work and its importance. Opportunities for internal growth. If an employee sees that their career goals align with the company's career growth opportunities, it could convince them to stay and improve company loyalty. Respectful management. Everyone knows the common saying, people leave managers, not companies. That's why it's important that those in managerial roles demonstrate respect, kindness and empathy towards their employees. Pay scale and incentive programs. An employee might be more likely to stay with the company that offers a competitive salary. Interesting. Keep the calls coming and keep the messages coming as well. Remember once again, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH and Facebook page Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. 0703 0923 0923 is the number to call. 0703 0923 0923. And again, our WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809 0306 416. Anna Yosimati from Abloma Road says, Didi, good day. For me, I have been with this current company for 6 years now. Salary is okay for a single guy. And for the position I occupy as a driver, salary comes as and when due, and they provide accommodations too. The company doesn't owe. The worst that could happen is delay and salary, but they will surely pay. Again, most people leave a liquidated company or company in financial crisis because of bills. Again, bills. An individual may want to stay put and stabilize the company, but then there are bills to pay. Thank you. Bills. Huh? Now, loyalty, I go chop. I beg. May I go find another work they do. If then come back, I go come back. If they no come back, at least I no lose. I'm somewhere else. I'm somewhere better. How long have I been in Nigeria? Okay. April 23rd. I will be 5 years with the Nigeria Info brand, right? 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022. Yeah, I will be 5 years. Why have I stayed that long? Maybe I will tell you when we come back from this commercial break. Just stay tuned to us.
The show continues after this break on Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Sunny Side. Did I promise that I will tell you why I have stayed with the brand this long? I don't even know, Sefo. Maybe they jazz me. I'm suspecting HR departments. Maybe they just jazz me to just be loving them and just be staying loyal and just be coming to work every day. But to be honest, I do say this with every fiber of honesty in me. I work with one of the best companies in the world. Yeah, I mean, come on, working conditions are good, salary good. Salary comes when it's supposed to come. Sometimes mid-late small, but it used to come. You know, I work with amazing people, most especially, and the environment is one that enables anybody who intends to thrive to thrive. One will ask, and Denise, if you see other opportunities, you will go. I know you. Well, I haven't left yet. I'm still here. How long I'm going to remain here, I do not know. But for the time being, I am very, very okay being here. And then for my goals and everything, you know, it quite aligns with what happens here and is operational here. This conversation will continue after the news break for trending stories. I have a plethora of WhatsApp messages, by the way, so I would read them and then we'll round off and move on to other matters on the sunny side today. So your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigerian Fair FM. If you're just joining us, we're talking employee loyalty, and I'm asking, what are those things that guarantee employee loyalty, and how long have you been with your current employer, and why have you stayed that long, or what's the longest you've ever stayed in a company, and why did you stay that long with them? It's easy to be loyal to family members. It's easy to be loyal to a romantic partner. It's easy to be loyal to your children, but can you be loyal to your employer? Now, the 12 o'clock hour, we started this conversation on employee loyalty. And I did say you should imagine a company, you know, had to be closed for a period of time. How many employees do you think would return to the company when the company reopens? I also mentioned that building and keeping an effective workforce can help companies develop, grow, and perform efficiently in their industry. Employees who trust the company are more likely to pursue opportunities that can help them advance in the company. And having loyal employees can also help companies increase their productivity, enhance your company's image, and maintain revenue. Now, what is employee loyalty? And employee loyalty is when an employee remains with a company for a lengthy period of time because they feel valued, appreciated, and believe in the company's overall mission. And employees who are loyal to a company are likely more invested in the company's success and work so as meeting organizational goals. And I asked, what are those things that can guarantee employee loyalty? How long have you been with your current employer? And why have you stayed that long? Or if you can go down memory lane, if you've been working for a period of time, how long have you stayed? Or what's the oldest? Or what's the longest? I think that's the word. What's the longest you have stayed with a company? And why did you stay that long with them? What was it they were doing differently? Or was it about you? Or was it about the company? Or was it because at some point they serve a purpose and you feel you need to move on to other things? I have seen people stay with a company for a long period of time, leave, and then return. Yes, I have seen that happen. So I've been with this company. I was with this company for, say, 6 years. And then for some reason, I had to leave. And then I discovered there was another opportunity at that same company, and I came back. How many employees will want to return to their place of previous employment? Think about it. Is it something the company is doing right? Is it the work, the work environment? Is it about the relationship built with the boss? Is it about peace of mind, like some people have said? Is it a lack of alternative, as others have mentioned? Now, some people may have left a company because they had to go and study further. You know, some companies have a window open. It's called, trying to remember the name. Is it study leave or something? You know, you go, you study for a while, you come back. That position is waiting for you. It's not like they wouldn't find someone to fill the position, but if you do come back, they're willing to accept you. I said I was going to go back to some of your WhatsApp messages, so permit me to do so. Good afternoon, Denise. I'm still working with the company, and my boss in particular is because when I had issues, he paid me 4 months' salary up front, and he also assisted me financially on his own. He treated me like his own son. I owe him loyalty. A round face from roommate Kimi. Well, so that's one of them. Treating staff members or employees like family. I know of some bosses who have actually gone with their staff members to go and get married. You know, they went to show support. Or they even went as father figures with, you know, their staff members. Say, sir, I want to get married. Oh, please, sir, can you escort me? Let me go and see my wife's people. And say, oh, sure, not a problem at all. Oh, sir, please, oh, I'm doing something in my family. Can you just show up for me? You know, maybe like say I get people. Now, for some of these companies, they don't just show up for you. They literally make themselves family to you. They would, you know, show up in a branded attire, or they will show up in their own ashwebi. They will make as much noise as possible. They will do what they need to do. And when people start asking, who are these people? Say, oh, now people from your working place. So say, now people from your working place, try it. That company then try yo. Ah, those people then try where. Ah, if you see what they're going to do for you, at burials, at weddings, at baby dedications, one family function or the other, at Thanksgiving. So you literally can count on these people to be there and show up for you. And you wonder, why would I want to leave? Even when a competition reaches out to you and say, oh, we've seen the good work you do for your company, we want you to come and replicate same. Don't worry, we'll treat you better. We'll pay you more. We will do this and do that. We'll give you an official car. We'll give you accommodation. We'll give you this. We'll give you that. We'll give you this one and that one. You say, mba, no way, no way. I go nowhere. I stay put. 070-0923-0923. Once again, the WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Good afternoon. I was in a construction company for my IT. After experiencing the admin slapping and yelling at people, I lost interest in construction, and today I'm not working. Okay. Let's take this call now. Nigerian, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon to you.
Mrs. Zion, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you for this conversation. Mm. I just believe so that I can give some of us the edge to stay back the organization we're working, or to look forward on what next to do. The truth is this. Working in any organization should just be you working there as a staff. The organization has visions, missions, and what it stands for. Is it worth you laying your life there? Can you sacrifice your everything there? 35 years of your, how many years you want to live here on earth? Some organizations don't have footage, not even a watermark for you to work with. Some are just there for money making. I've seen organizations that have lasted for 100 years. Hmm. And I ask, what happened? How did they run? Generations upon generations, they are still standing. Something was unique about them. They took care of their staff. They respect everybody. They treated everybody alike. Even when they retired, they still go back to them to seek one or two advice. You are the typist in my father's company. Please, oh, we have a problem. What do we do? They respect you. By the grace of God, I work in somewhere I will say is okay, and I'm not ready to leave for now. Mm-hmm. Not for now. Not for now. Just imagine. You have a barrier, maybe your mom, your dad, and the organization give you $2 million. Go take for your barrier. Hmm. And they come, they rally around you. As in, even without anybody coming, only the people from the organization alone. Barrier, don't settle. You want to wed, organization give you 1.5. Go and do your wedding. Everything. Tell me, what else do you want? Hmm. And you are privileged to work there. Won't you work with your life? Your accommodation is there. Medical allowance is there. Furniture allowance is there. Wardrobe allowance is there. Education is there. What else are you looking for? Won't you work with all your integrity? In fact, integrity, come and say it. Not the integrity that they find. Integrity, here is needed. Come and say here. The truth is this. When organizations link their staff, with passion. They get people that will also drive these organizations for life. I've worked here barely about 6 years or thereabouts.
Mm.
And we too that are coming as staff, we should take away this mentality, I'm just coming to work and get money. We should be able to show this organization that we are life partners. As in, they marry you.
Of course,
it is your potential. What you offer to the organization will now make more profit to give you this easy life.
I see.
I'm telling you.
I see.
If you are so problematic in that organization as a driver, you always the jam people, tax force the whole you. You are not up to date with your driver's license. You are running lost even your department. They give you money to go buy fuel or to fill your tank. You fill half tank, you come back with story. Tell the things of the mechanic, you come back with lie story. They will sack you. So if you are prudent with the management of that your department and profits are coming in, they are even ready to review your salary or monthly bill.
Okay.
Mrs. Zion.
All right. Thank you, Mrs. Zion. Good afternoon, Denise. A lot of us see people will work in a place for a long time as people who aren't making progress in life. Yeah, you say? Some of us have left our workplaces for a worse working environment with a greater pay. I have worked with my current place for 8 years. Salary isn't very attractive anymore because of the current economic situation, Mac James. Well, I've seen people work for years and they have grown. You know, they came in at a particular level. Before you know it, they were promoted to supervisor, then manager, then this, then regional manager, then manager this, manager that. And before you know it, they are up there. And that's the highest they can go, obviously. They stayed put. Some left to establish their own firm. I have seen people leave to establish their own and come back. And come back to where they started from because, hey, everything. People have grown. I mean, people have stayed in a particular organization. They've gone to school. In that organization, they got their master's. In that same organization, they got their PhD. In that same organization, they've traveled around the world, you know, and they have literally grown. So I don't think it's a matter of... I don't think it's possible you stay in a company for a very long time and you don't aspire to be more in that same company. Someone says, I'm only here because I have not found a better job. So if I get a better job, I will leave as soon as possible. Interesting. Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation. The companies we work for, they owe us a lot. They owe some basic things, enabling environment, prompt payment of salaries. They owe us dialogue. They owe us having us be a part of the decision-making processes for some vital things that will affect us. My final caller, and that will be all. Nigerian, for a good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon, Didi.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Go ahead.
Welcome. Yes, the issue we are discussing, if one is in an organization, you are there, friendly with others, your boss, everybody sees you, you know, being friendly, and for you, you are... the passion for that job, even when something must have happened and you couldn't go to work that day, you are not happy. Not just because of the money you are paid, because of doing that job is like having fun. Like the first radio FM station in River State, there, Radio Rivers 2. An announcer used to say, I get paid for enjoying myself.
Mm.
He was a DJ. Let me mention his name. Victor Brubo.
Mm.
Behind the mic, playing all those disco jokes of those days, he will tell you, I am paid for enjoying myself. I am telling you, if not that, like I know, the man grow old and retired. I don't think that even if you ask him to go to another place, he will not. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you too, and thank you everyone for being a part of a conversation. We go on a commercial break, and when we come back, we will be talking about something entirely different. Think about this. Would you accept what is assigned to you in the will of someone who never acknowledged you when you were alive? Where did all these messages come from? I can't read all these messages. I wonder why you had to wait until now to send them, but I see them and I acknowledge them. Thank you very much. Stay tuned.